women and a few men that get breast cancer, that have metastatic breast cancer that I know are progressing right now. Mm-hmm. And every time I see that happen, it brings back Maureen. Mm-hmm. So on that day that she took her last breath and I woke up in the hospital bed next to her, it would have been super easy to look away from this disease for all the pain that it's caused. But there's 116 people a day that are dying of metastatic breast cancer, and that's not okay. They're somebody else's Maureen. They want to be in the stands of a volleyball game, watching their little girl play the game, watching their sons perhaps on the sports field of their choosing. That's why we have to do this.
This is the Leave It Better podcast, powered by the Side Out Foundation. Here's your host, Hall of Fame coach, Janice Kruger.
I'd like to welcome my special guest today, Gary Thompson, the board chair of the Side Out Foundation, to the show. It's great to have you here. And today is actually the first time we've got to meet personally. And I'm super excited to have this conversation with you. Welcome here.
Well, thanks, Janice. And I'm super excited to meet you and have this conversation as well. I can't help but think about the first time we spoke. My daughters, Kyla and Caitlin, have been doing a few Dig Pink games over the years and then raised a bunch of money. And I got to meet the founder, Rick. And I remember calling you, not quite knowing my Virginia geography all that well, thinking that I could take a train from Union Station down to Charlottesville and maybe stop off and see Side Out on the way. I was a little bit wrong, but I'm glad I'm not wrong today and we're sitting here together.
Yeah, that was a fun conversation, actually. It was like, Gary, no, I don't think that's going to work for you, buddy.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Well, yeah, and you know, and that's the trick with this whole metastatic thing, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, we really don't know where we're going from one day to the next. Right. And that's, you know, when I think about my family's journey, right? I mean, Maureen was diagnosed when she was 3 months pregnant with my baby girl that I just spent the night with back in Fort Worth watching a volleyball game between Texas and TCU. And the fact that that game that they played, in which I love so much, can be tied to the very disease, metastatic breast cancer, that ultimately led to my wife's last breath. Yeah. It's really compelling.
Yeah. I'm glad that you're here. I'm sorry that you had to come in the way that you came in with the passion that you have for helping the Side Out Foundation. And you are a great asset to this foundation. And I know we're all looking forward to the road as we go down that to do more for the metastatic breast cancer community, and also breast cancer in general is the ultimate goal. And I love that you love the game of volleyball and you're so addicted and you have that close relationship and the Texas connection with the University of Texas. That's fun to have.
Yeah. Well, and what's interesting is there are so many beautiful organizations in the world of breast cancer and in the world of metastatic breast cancer, right? I mean, we're going to light up a bunch of buildings, right? MetaViver. Great group, right? RMBC Life just did a podcast of remembrances, right? And I just tweeted this morning into that community that on this Saturday, we'll be remembering Maureen on the 9th anniversary of her passing. And so as I tweeted this morning into the community, there are women and a few men that get breast cancer that have metastatic breast cancer that I know are progressing right now. Mm-hmm. And every time I see that happen, it brings back Maureen. Mm-hmm. So on that day that she took her last breath and I woke up in the hospital bed next to her, it would have been super easy to look away from this disease for all the pain that it's caused. But there's 116 people a day that are dying of metastatic breast cancer, and that's not okay. They're somebody else's Maureen. They want to be in the stands of a volleyball game, watching their little girl play the game, watching their sons perhaps on the sports field of their choosing. That's why we have to do this, mm-hmm. right? It's just the idea that you can take such a beautiful game and use it and harness its energy to deliver extra days to those with MBC. I just can't imagine doing anything else day by day. So thrilled to be sitting here with you, Janice.
Yeah, thank you. You mentioned Maureen, and I know this Saturday is going to be an anniversary date. And I believe there's also something about powdered donuts that brings some smiles and some joy to those around you and for those who were connected with Maureen at that time. Can you talk about that a little bit?
I would be happy to talk about the powdered donuts. it's a fun little tradition. Maureen's breast cancer began to metastasize in early 2014. We knew something was up. Things were starting to hurt in places that they shouldn't hurt. Her breast cancer metastasized into her lungs, causing pleural effusions. The weekend before she passed, and we knew things were getting tough. We didn't think things were that imminent, but our oncologist made a prescription for donuts. Maureen had lost about 20 pounds, and that was one prescription with which we dutifully complied. Went to a donut shop right across the street. I knew Maureen's favorites were powdered donuts. I got a big hunk of powdered donut. We're sitting there in the front of our Honda Odyssey, and it's still hot in Texas in October. It's just what we do, right?
Right.
And so, you know, she's got this blow-by breathing tube at this point, right? You know, because of her lungs, and it's just harder to breathe. So get a little extra oxygen in there. But she leans forward, right? Turns up the AC with this powdered donut in her hand, and it just goes all over the place, right? And even in her weekend state, the two of us did what we always did for all 25 years of our marriage, which we just laughed together.
Yeah.
And so on the 21st, which is the day that she passed, 21's become kind of an important number to our family. And so on the 21st of every month for the first year, I would take little bags of powdered donuts, Mrs. Baird's, a Texas brand. We're proud in Texas.
Okay.
We're proud
all
in
right,
Texas.
All right.
And as I joked as I dropped them off, powdered donuts don't have calories on the 21st, which is another magical component of these little devils.
I'm making note of that, by the way, because this Saturday, I'm probably going to need to bust myself over and pick up some powdered donuts.
Pick up some powdered donuts, yeah. So for a year, I just dropped them off at places just as a way to make the 21st a day of joy as opposed to a day of sadness. Because Maureen brought us joy, right? And brought me joy and brought the kids joy. So yeah, that's the powdered donut tradition. And yes, Kyla, who's down at the University of Virginia where I'm headed next, we'll have a couple together on Saturday.
Oh, beautiful. That's just fun. It's those connections with those people that were around Maureen, yeah. That you get to still experience, I'm sure does bring some real heartfelt love to you. And I love that story.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And then the funny thing, Janice, too, is the number 21, right? I mean, it's just a little sign from heaven, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, I know what it is, right? But it comes up, right? So, our St. Andrews had a Dig Pink game against another big fundraiser, John Cooper. And I was telling the story of 21, you know, before the game, like I do at the Dig Pink games. And the girls on the way back, to Houston, John Cooper stopped at Dairy Queen the next day. And their table number that they got for all their blizzards and stuff was 21. And so I got a call a few days later from their athletic director, John Hoy, great guy. And he said, hey, the girls want to invite you to come over and speak at their game.
Oh, nice. That's new.
And it's one of those memories, Janice, that really lingers because, I mean, big crowd, sea of pink. John Cooper does it upright. I mean, it's just so neat when you go into one of these high schools to see just the community coming together around this cause and around the game, you know, like they did around Rick's mom, right? Yeah, Gloria, right. when he started all this back in the day. And so they had a shirt that they all signed with the number 21.
Oh, that's really special. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's what Rick always talks about, right? Like it's youthful spirit plus purpose equals change, right? That's what jazzes me about these young folks. In the early days of their lives are doing something through this sport that will change the life of someone they don't know.
Yeah.
Or maybe somebody they do know in their own community that has metastatic breast cancer, right? That's going to give them extra days.
Yeah.
And that's just something really fun to be part of and, you know, honored that Rick gave me the chance to be associated with something this meaningful.
Yeah. Well, I know I'm excited that you're here. I think about the young players out there and, you know, the fact that they're doing something with pink and they're raising money, but they're also learning more and maybe starting to understand things either about their bodies or just about this disease and what it really means, because that's the piece that Rick Dunnett's has always been driven to do is to educate and make sure that people that are hosting events, and especially like John Cooper, who has done an amazing job for so long, St. Andrews at your school, again, the same, that they really do understand more about the disease.
Yeah. Yeah. And hopefully, you know, the message I can share, you know, as board chair, you know, as we sit here together, Janice, with all of those high schools that have done this for 17 years and some that are just coming to it, every touch of that ball can change things.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, that can change the course of a point. Right. I mean, I watched a five-setter back in Fort Worth the other night where, you know, I'm a proud Texas Longhorn fan, but I was a little scared, right? But one more pass.
Yeah.
One more set, one more point, and the game goes on.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And I think that's the really cool part of the research that SideOut does, right? Which is it's patient first.
Yes.
There's really important research going on out there at the bench, right? That work needs to be invested in by those organizations that raise money to do that. And I'm super thankful for those organizations. But what SideOut does that's unique is say, okay, can we help this person? Can we provide a personalized treatment plan that says, hey, here's what you've got, and here's a possible path forward for those extra days, right? That's what Maureen and I always thought about, right? Like, it's like, if we can survive five more years the way the research is going, they might come up with something new, right, Janice?
That's right. That's right. It's they don't have a cure yet. Yet.
Yep.
Right?
Yet. Yeah. 100%. And so, you know, that's the message is that every time you're touching that ball, you're making a difference. And we're thrilled you're digging pink as you do it. That's what ensures there's going to be another set and another life.
Yeah. I also think having been a coach for 30 years collegiately, I completely appreciate that. Make it better, you know, kind of a thought with every contact that is made, and you fight for every point until you get an opportunity where something great may happen. This podcast is called Leave It Better. I'm super excited about the title of the podcast and the opportunity to speak not only with my volleyball colleagues and volleyball coaches and programs that are doing things with Dig Pink, but to have this opportunity to spread the word even more about what SideOut is doing. I believe in this foundation and have been with the foundation now going on 15 years. And Rick Dunitz, our founder, and his father, Brian Dunitz, two amazing people. I actually met Rick's father first. Mm. And he was such a fun guy. I got to tell you, he's a character. And then I got an opportunity to meet Gloria, Rick's mother, whom the foundation was built around. And I got to throw another little piece in here is that in our research that we have going on and the initial phases of this to get to this point where we're now working to serve 1,000 patients in a year, she was our first patient. She was our number one patient starting this all out. So from their heart, they have built this, and now we continue to bring people in that are going to help us show more folks about what we can help with to get more folks to understand what we are doing and help raise the funds so that we can take care of this diagnosis analysis for more people living with metastatic breast cancer.
Yeah, and it's a really powerful set of threads in what you just shared there, Janice. And maybe let's just start with the leave it better part, right? I mean, is, you know, Rick's really good at keeping my fellow board member, Stephanie Reefy, and I included in things that are going on. At one of our first board meetings where we all met together in person around one of our Dig Pink games at St. Andrews, we're all Rush fans. And so,
okay.
You know, our little power trio on the board right now, wrapping ourselves around Rick and this foundation, but it's all closer to the heart, right?
Yeah.
Which is a classic Rush song, but it really is about being closer to the heart. And so when I think about what this family has done.
Yeah.
I mean, it's what we do for Maureen, right? Like the last thing in the world that you wish for anyone is that Gloria had to have this disease.
Mm-hmm.
But to see what her husband did, Bryant did for her, you know, reaching out to one of these amazing clinical trials, just picking up the phone, right? I mean, that's how you leave it better, right?
The guy is fearless.
Yeah, exactly. You just pick up the phone. Sometimes you leave it better by just dialing the number, right? And so Brian calls this guy with his clinical trial from a totally different cancer and says, yeah. Hey, can we use it?
Yeah.
And Dr.
I got
Hoff,
goosebumps. Right?
Dr. Hoff says yes. And here we are as a result of that. And then to watch a son do what Rick has done for his mom.
Yeah.
That's what makes me want to leave it better. The way I leave it better is not anything I'll do.
Yeah.
It's empowering great people like you, great people like Rick, our new executive director, Ellen, you know, your colleague from in the past, coaching.
Yeah.
All of us together, if we each leave it a little better ourselves, boy, you put that together.
Yeah.
You can leave it a whole lot better, right?
I'm loving this team. Yeah. I'm loving this team.
I am too.
And you mentioned Ellen Dempsey. What a great addition to the foundation for so many reasons that she understands this disease and volleyball and fundraising and all those things, and such a wonderful person that she is. Been a dear friend of mine since I hired her way, way back to help at the University of Maryland. I feel very fortunate to have had her. And then I also now feel extremely fortunate that she's a part of this foundation.
Yeah.
And she's digging her heels in, and she's going to make a difference. I think she's going to help us along the path. She and Rick work great together. And I'm just excited to be a part of it all.
Yeah, me too. And I think that's the other message, right? As we're doing this podcast together and leaving it better, right? That this organization is a really good steward of the money that's raised through bake sales. I mean, the number of brownies and cookies I've seen cooked in my kitchen by my daughters, you know, for our Dig Pink games, that those dollars are really well invested in the patients to ensure they get this personalized treatment plan. Each one of those personalized treatment plans, not only are we going to reach that goal by 2028 of 1,000 patients, right, Janice? But like that 1,000 is going to create knowledge that helps the next 1,000.
Yes. Right. That's the beauty part.
And I know I've talked with Rick a few times about the idea that, you know, the best way to fix metastatic breast cancer is to make it such that you don't get it.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah, and so what can we learn in this process of helping people have more days that maybe we can point back towards the beginning stages to the gals that are in the early stages, to where they never even have to think about this?
Hi there, Janice here. I want to take a minute to tell you about something very personal and important to me, my job. I'm the brand ambassador to the Sight Out Foundation, and I've been a part of it since it began about 20 years ago. Believe it or not, I was recruited to join the Sight Out team by the founder's father. He looked me up online and asked me out to lunch. That's when I got to learn more about his wife, Gloria. Gloria is the reason this Sight Out Foundation exists. Her son and husband wanted to give her more time, and it worked. Gloria was this fiery redhead that was so full of energy and joy and happiness. They'd invite me and my partner over to Thanksgiving, and Gloria would dance around the house. She always made me feel so welcome. I joined the team at Sight Out for the very same reason we get athletes involved with our Dig Pink program, because I wanted to be a part of something bigger than myself. I wanted to see Gloria have more time, and I was thinking about all my female friends I could potentially be helping. One of the goals of this podcast is to let people know that they can help us help people living with metastatic breast cancer see more tomorrows. How? By harnessing the passion and power of youth volleyball to raise money that will go toward real research and clinical trials that really do give families more time with their loved ones. That's one of my favorite things about this job, is that you can actually see the results of our research and how it helps give people more time. For more information, head to our website, side-out.org. Now back to the show.
Yeah. Right. That's well said.
Well said. Yeah. And you know, we should spend, I'm not sure if anybody will ever get the chance to interview you, but like, you've left it better.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. I mean, and I just, as board chair, knowing the those conversations we had early on about just trying to help me understand where the office actually was. but beyond that, like, I mean, you know, I looked at all the stories back in Nebraska where we just had that amazing, most people ever watching a woman's sport in the Cornhusker Stadium. I mean, coming from Texas, this is really hard to say, but thank you to the Cornhuskers and thank you to you for, you know, being one of those first Title IX players and then just taking that forward and to your own career with your own players at Maryland and all you've done as a coach.
Well, thank you very much. I got to go back to that event and be there, meet with a ton of alumni. They had a special event there. And I do feel like there is no place like Nebraska. And that the fact that they took that on and the fact that volleyball has from those beginning times started out really successful and have just continued that pathway. It's a beautiful thing, this sport.
I mean, you're talking to a lot of coaches about this sport, right? And then I know, you know, obviously San Antonio Breast Cancer Symposium is right around the corner, right? And that's the other crazy thing about this sport, right? So like Sydney Hilly, who's busy being a captain in Athletes Unlimited. I think she's number 4 right now. Go Sydney, right? Like here's a gal that also studied genetics, also studied applied biotechnology for her graduate degree, worked as an intern on her capstone project in the labs where Site Out Work's happening. I mean, you can't make up
that's beautiful.
A better combination of how all this comes together, right? And, you know, the fact that we're in the midst of this Team Molly versus Team Sydney campaign, I mean, these two elite athletes, right? Mm-hmm. A Wisconsin Badger from 2022 and a Texas Longhorn, Molly Phillips from 2023. It's just really cool to see these two things coming together, you know, where every touch can be a life.
Yeah, yeah. Let's talk a little bit about your feelings about serendipity. I've heard some things that this is something special, dear to you and your thinking.
You know, that's a great question, Janice, and I've got to be careful who I talk to about some of these things sometimes.
Okay.
Rick. But, you know, I met Maureen at Apple in Chicago back in the late 80s. And so here's a gal that was born in Belgium, grew up outside of New York City. She was a captain for a high school team.
Oh, I did not know.
I married up, quite literally, Ooh. Janice. She was 6 feet 1 inches. I'm 5'10". Not that I'm a short fella, but, you know, I had to stand on my tiptoes to kiss the bride at the wedding. She wanted to go to the West Coast. She wanted to go to Pepperdine, right?
Okay.
Meet a tall, bronzed volleyball player. Now, her dad wouldn't let her go past the Mississippi River, so she ended up in DePaul, and we met in Chicago. Now, I'm a shorter British guy. We don't tan. And we kick the ball because we play soccer or football, as we might call it back in the home country. And if you touch it with your hands, you get in trouble, right? So I've always joked with Maureen that the serendipity of how we met, right? Like, you know, you were this close, Maureen, right? Like, I mean, not a tall bronze volleyball player, but love of my life.
Yeah.
Right? Which will be the title of the book I write one day about the two of us and about the powdered donuts. I was born in England, right? Grew up in Ohio, and serendipity caused us to come together, right? Yeah. And so when I look at life's path, right? I mean, I've been blessed for a variety of reasons to do things with some larger national cancer organizations, right? I mean, Leukemia and Lymphoma Society because of a little boy in our school that should be as old as my daughter at Virginia that isn't, right? I've had the pleasure of working with Susan G. Komen, right? I mean, ironically, Maureen passed of the same pleural effusions that Susie did. Right? But the idea that I could, because of this sport and what my girls did with their teammates to raise a bunch of money, to take all of that and wrap it around this founder of Site Out, Rick.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, the serendipity of meeting him, you know it when you see it. And for me, I know it when I feel it. And I knew this was a good man and a great man that had a passion that could do more. And so the idea that I could spend a little bit of time as a board chair and just talk to people about this place to enable him to do what needs to come next. And I think that's the cool thing about your friend Ellen and your former assistant being our executive director, right?
Yeah.
She's great at what she does, which liberates Rick to be great at what he's great at, right? Mm-hmm. And together I'm watching that team just start to cascade.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, what does it mean?
there's going to be another day for somebody with metastatic breast cancer.
Yeah. Yeah. It is, it is truly a partnership with the two of them right now, and a dream team maybe to some degree, for us and our future. And
I don't think you're overstating it. I really don't think you're overstating it. And I remember, you know, when Ellen and I first chatted after you had texted her, like, hey, Ellen, you know, there's this thing. I'm an instinctual person, right? So serendipity being what it is, the serendipity of you texting, you know, Ellen, I just had this instinct. I mean, the joy of the interviews we did, I mean, we did a lot of due diligence, right? We're a good board. You know, we're thoughtful with our governance. What I left that interviewing was with this feeling was there's some really great talented folks stewarding a lot of different nonprofit organizations, right? But Ellen was that special combination. And she said it in her own video, you know, that we've posted out about her feelings on being here. So, yeah, I do think it's a dream team that's coming together here to make a difference.
Yeah.
Leave it better. Leave it better, right?
There
leave it better.
You know, I'm sitting here and we're having this great conversation today, Gary. I truly appreciate that. And something comes to my mind. What's that one thing for you that you would like to talk about with me today?
When Maureen passed, the first few days, I think, are just nothing short of shock, right? I don't think you go straight into grief. I think grief takes a while, and then I don't think grief ever ends. But the kids and I were thinking about, okay, mom showed up every day for 11 years with the disease. Great architect, great wife, great mom. What would we do? What would be our thing, right? And what we realized is we don't have to change everything. We just have to change our one thing. And if each one of us changes our one thing, then we will have actually changed everything. So when I think about what Zide Out does, it's picked its one thing.
Yeah.
Right? And the everything that we want to change is the lives of folks with metastatic breast cancer by doing our one thing. So if every one of those passers, setters, hitters that's out there on a court keeps doing their one thing, that one thing magnified together actually has the ability to change everything.
Yeah, that's beautiful. I think one of the things I love about Rick Dunitz is the fact that he wants to find something and have it be something that we can show that we made progress on. And he's picked his one thing.
Yeah.
And he's driving this foundation with the help of you and Ellen and all of our leaders.
What's interesting about this, Janice, is, you know, as we think about the one thing, I mean, I also want to make sure that I thank my fellow board member, Stephanie Reefy.
Yeah.
I still remember sitting with Stephanie in D.C. I'd been out for a Hill Day with Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, and I love people, right? So I had found Stephanie, and we met, and we were talking about our one thing. And, you know, she did an amazing job at Komen, right? I mean, standing up their research over a decade. She's now at a company called Exact Sciences doing equally magical stuff with patient advocacy. So the fact that she brought her career as actually a scientist, she actually knows what this disease is and has funded it over the years. Her saying yes to being a board member with me so that we could wrap ourselves around Rick and this foundation to lift it up to be all that it could be. I appreciate her sharing her one thing with me and the foundation. I couldn't do it without her.
We're glad that she's on board here with us as well. And thank you for bringing her in.
Absolutely. Well, and, you know, and the funny thing I can't help but think about, right? Like, I mean, I joked about Rush and the Power Trio and Closer to the Heart, right? There's three artists in that band. Unfortunately, we lost one of them, Neil Peart, the drummer, who's quite the poet and quite the drummer. But there's also Geddy Lee and Alex Lifeson. So I don't think Stephanie, Rick, and I have ever figured out who's who yet.
That's good. I'm sorry. Like, I don't know Rush.
No,
but I know their music.
Dude, I got it. I mean, that may end up on the cutting room floor. I don't know, but I got to try.
Hi there. I want to take a minute to tell you about the Dig Pink program. You most likely know I've got some history as a head volleyball coach. Coaching for me was about providing opportunities for my players to grow and learn life lessons and to become the best volleyball players they could be. At the Side Out Foundation, we believe in using the power and influence of sport to build student athletes as people on and off the court. Players learn the value and importance of giving back to their community working as a team, and taking initiative to get involved, all while directly helping people living with metastatic breast cancer and funding game-changing research. That is the Dig Pink journey. Dig Pink gives those wanting to do good a chance to be a part of something bigger than just volleyball. For more information, head to our website, side-out.org. All right, back to the show. As individuals have wives and or husbands that pass with children in the family, how do you navigate that? How do you progress through such a devastating loss and life-changing event for everyone with young kids?
Yeah, that's a powerful question, Janice. And when I think about the obstetrician that found the lump in Maureen's right breast when she was pregnant with Caitlin, thank goodness that she did, because I could have been a single father of a five-year-old, three-year-old, and a newborn. Instead, because of Dr. Landermeyer and then Dr. Terrio at MD Anderson, who's since retired, they gave us time, right? Mm-hmm. That's what Side Out Foundation is all about, time, another day. Mm-hmm. And so the fact that the kids were 15, 13, and 10 and a half when their mom passed away means they had their own memories of their mom, not just the ones that I would tell them of their mom. But the biggest challenge and what drives me forward every day is I will never have more memories with Maureen. They will never have more memories with their mom. And some of those memories are fading. And that's not okay. And so, you know, as we joked with the kids even before Maureen passed, we have no earthly idea what we're doing. Nobody's been parents before, and then they have their first child and suddenly they're parents. Mm-hmm. All I know is that I love them, just like I love their mom. Mm-hmm. And so the love I had for their mom is what I shower over each of them, and they shower it right back. And I think together, as a unit, we've progressed to where we are now and each doing our one things.
Yeah, yeah. You know, I see in your comment about some of the things are fading. You know, you are all who you are today because of the influence of Maureen.
100%.
And that's in there. That doesn't go away ever.
Nope.
That's just a way to think about it for me.
She put a good polish on it, right?
Right, okay.
She put a really good polish on it. Yeah, and that's the love, right? I mean, that's the thing that you can share forward. I mean, there, you know, our world's in a bit messy right now, right? It takes too much. It takes a lot less time to love than it does to hate.
Yeah.
Right? And, you know, that's – love is the power, right? There are people that love this game. There are people that love their spouses. There are people that love their aunts, you know, their parents, whoever it is that has this metastatic breast cancer. They want to be able to love them for another day.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And that's what this is all about.
Yeah.
And those things don't fade, right? The things that really matter don't fade, right? And just because some cells in a body get stupid, right? And in the case of breast cancer, they get stupid in a breast. Right. And then unfortunately, sometimes they get stupid again and they figure out how to be cancer anywhere, not just the breast. Right. That's what metastatic is. It's right. It's when it's cancer can be cancer anywhere other than where it started. And right. And in Maureen's case, it happened to be her lungs. I mean, for some folks, it's their bones or their liver or their brain. Right. That's what matters. Right. And, I've said many times in talks that I've given, right. Cancer only attacks the body. It does not attack the soul.
Yeah.
And our soul is love, right? And that's what I like to carry forward in Maureen's memory. I know Rick is doing the same thing in memory of his mom, Gloria. And I know there's a lot of other moms and a few dads out there that they're doing Dig Pink in honor of or in memory of them. And that's all about love.
Yeah. I want to thank you for being on the show today. And I think there's many ways that you're leaving the world better, Gary. And I know here at the Side Out Foundation, we appreciate that. And I hope you find your trip to the University of Virginia a little bit easier on this time down.
At least I know which train to get on and which stop to get off at. And I appreciate you leaving it better too, Janice, and having me on the show.
Yeah. Thank you, Gary, for being on board.
Thank you, Janice.
Thank you for listening to the Leave It Better podcast, powered by the Side Out Foundation. We appreciate your feedback, so be sure to check out our website, www.side-out.org.